Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. How well do you understand the Trinity? Over the years, we probably have heard some examples, like one thing in three different ways still is one thing, like H2O can be liquid, can be steam, can be frozen, but it's still water. But such examples just fall short explain how we personally experience God in three different ways, and yet he is one God. Truth is, the essence of who God is can never really be explained intellectually. Only through the eyes of faith do we get a glimpse of God at work in our lives. In our gospel lesson, we get a rare opportunity to hear Jesus discuss in detail the three persons of the Trinity. Jesus challenges Nicodemus to move from theory to practice, from knowledge to faith, from curiosity to commitment, which is a challenge for all of us. Nicodemus was a scholar, and he had impressive credentials. He's introduced to us as not only a Pharisee, but as a ruler of the Jews, and Jesus refers to him as a teacher of Israel. Nicodemus thinks he, as a religious leader, understands who God is. He says, "We know that you are a teacher from God." So how does he know? Is it through observation, or through logic, or deduction? Jesus' signs provide convincing proof that God is with him. Now, although Nicodemus is not all wrong in his conclusion, he is neither all right. His perception is partial and incomplete. Jesus' response to Nicodemus' opening statement cuts to the heart of the matter. No one can see God's reign without being born again, born from above. The Greek word that's used here is used for both again and from above, and they're important. Unless Nicodemus allows God to change his whole way of being in the world, he will not be able to perceive God at work. And the same is true for you and me. Nicodemus promptly demonstrates his lack of spiritual understanding. He's mystified. How can anyone be born after growing old? And what about us? Lutherans sometimes are offended if someone should say to them, "Have you been born again?" We suspect the person asking the question is trying to convert us to their brand of Christianity. And that might be true. But instead of being offended, maybe we ought to answer this way. "Yes, I was reborn in the waters of my baptism, and I try daily to live in that rebirth." Amen. Jesus explains that by water and the Spirit, God gives people rebirth, and that's the reign of God. Those who are reborn in this way become spiritual beings, shaped and sustained by the Spirit. In his conversation, Jesus refers to the three persons of the Trinity. God is one who loves his world and unwilling to let it perish. Giving his Son, God sends his Son not to condemn the world, but to rescue and to restore humankind. Jesus is both Son of God and Son of Mary. Descended from heaven and also ascended to heaven, thus connecting heaven and earth. Those who place their trust in Jesus will have eternal life. The rebirth Jesus speaks of is about the Spirit working within the person. When Jesus speaks of eternal life, he's speaking not only life after our death, but life of the believer here and now. Jesus explains how the Spirit is evident. You cannot see the Spirit, anyone, any more than you can see the wind. But you can hear it, you can feel it, and it passes. So it, Jesus says, everyone who is born of the Spirit. Paul, in our second lesson, puts it this way: those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Rebirth in the reign of God comes by not knowledge, but by faith. If religious training were enough, Nicodemus, representing the teacher of Israel, should have known and should have understood all of that. But he was baffled, unable to enter into this new life intellectually. Author Gail O'Day writes this: "We cannot determine who Jesus is, but who we are must be determined by who Jesus is." It all comes down to this one question: how much of my life is open to God's reign? Is His Spirit moving in my life so that others can see that I am a child of God? Jesus invites all of us to receive life as God's gift, the Creator. The crucified Son of God shows us God's love, scorned and rejected, but triumphant. Those who trust Jesus, those who stake their life on His divine love, will be reborn above through the Spirit. By God's mercy, we are forgiven, and not just merely forgiven, but made whole, remade in God's image as participants in God's new creation. He comes to you and me today, right where we are, and He'll ask, right where we are, will you allow me to rule? Our answer will make a difference now and for eternity. Amen.